WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Okay, your calls on your 4th of July weekend travel plans compared to what they would have been before COVID, or your biggest summer vacation travel plan compared to what it would have been and how you're preparing for it. Michael in East Northport, you're on WNYC. Yes. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Brian. I love your show. Thank you.
Thank you. What plan are you?
On my travels, I'm on my way to go down to a friend's house, and I'm not staying at any public rest areas, and I'm trying to do, like you said, a conductor's helper for the drive so I don't have to utilize the restroom.
Uh-huh. And where are you going? How far south?
North Carolina. So it's kind of on the governor's no-no list, but I see the fact that I'm minimizing my exposure. I'm not going out to any restaurants, and I'm staying at a friend's house who's taking care of an elderly parent. So they're very COVID conscious, I suppose.
Yeah, and you're going to have to quarantine when you come back to New York. You realize that, right?
Yeah, but I mean, I do that already. It's kind of, I work from home, and I'm able to regulate how many people I see. The way I see the COVID game is like golf. The less amount of touches you can make throughout the round.
That's right. Michael, thank you for starting us off. Nina in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Nina.
Hi there. Yeah, so my mom is in her 80s, and normally we would travel to Europe and bounce around and go all over the country. And, you know, because I'm so freaked out about being a carrier or her catching it, we're sticking to rental cars. We're going up and down the coast to beaches, staying at friends' places when they won't be there, renting them out, and just literally trying to avoid everything and everybody. And I was supposed to book a flight to see friends in Denver, and I was just about to. The minute I saw the numbers going up in all the surrounding states, completely said, thank God, dodging a bullet, I'm not doing it.
So you're just not going anywhere right now?
Not by plane, not by train, not by public transport, no. Just me and my mom and going to a beach, and that's it.
Nina, thank you very much. Adam on the side of the road on 287. Hi, Adam. You're on WNYC.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Where are you headed?
So I'm on my way to Maine right now. One of my childhood friends rented out a house for the weekend, but I currently am staying with my folks. They're both 70. So I will be sleeping in my car and only going inside the house to use the bathroom. And trying to keep my distance as best as possible.
Living in your car so you don't have to risk exposing your parents because you're going to be out doing things and having other people contact.
Right. There's about 10 to 12 people who are going to be at the house in Maine this weekend, and everyone's staying inside. But just to protect my parents, I decided that I made like a makeshift bed in the back. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'll just hang out outside. It's supposed to be nice weather.
Adam, thank you very much. Well, there's an adaptation. Go on the trip, but sleep in your car so you don't expose the older people in your group. Jeff in Valley Cottage. You're on WNYC. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Brian. How are you today?
Good. How are you today?
Fabulous. So I just want to say we have a loose group of sport riding motorcycle guys that go out every year. Generally, we go out for about 10 days and just spontaneously ride and stop wherever and share hotel rooms along the way. We don't make reservations. We just go. And everybody's business owners and professional people. We get away from everything. This year, we're going down to Virginia, camping on the way down, and we rented cabins, everybody in their own cabin with their own kitchens, and we're just going to do day rides around there, just do loops every day, and motorcycle riding is the ultimate social distance.
Yeah, certainly better airflow than a plane, right?
And we just leave. We can just leave our helmets on when we go in to get gas, or we have to go into a store, and we have built-in PPE.
I guess so. The helmets function as a face shield. And camping is a really interesting thing to bring up, because for people who feel they can camp, it's an accommodation where you're basically outdoors, and if you have your own tent, presumably you're not going to have contact with things that other people have touched.
Correct. No tent sharing this year.
Jeff, thank you very much. So there's, well, Jeff will probably save a little money by tent camping rather than hoteling, but he did talk about renting cabins for single occupancy, so that might cost a little more money, but there are two interesting adaptations. Let's see. Anne, in the Bronx, you were going to go to Greenland, Anne?
Yes. Good morning, Brian. Thank you so much for taking my call. If you were running this world, boy, would we be happy. Greenland got canceled, and we're having good luck getting most of our money back. But as your last caller spoke, I am an avid motorcyclist, 78-year-old woman who prefers to ride alone anyway. So I'm taking the best side of this. The 2 weeks in Greenland when my bike would have sat alone, I'll be on my bike every sunny day, doing the back roads of the Catskills.
Nice.
And enjoying it.
Just day trips, though, right?
Well, just day trips, because right now you can't really just stop and say, oh, I'll find a motel. Most of them are closed. Some of them want they want you to reserve a room, not like years ago when you could just stop anywhere. Mm-hmm. And plus, finding food is not that easy now on a motorcycle. I just came back from Vermont on a trip that I planned in advance with an inn, Ghost Inn, that I stay in Vermont all the time. I was the only resident there. Mm. They weren't serving any food. So you're sort of stuck getting fast food at a restaurant who won't let you use the bathroom anyway.
Can I ask, if it's not too personal, what you do for bathroom, a woman out on a motorcycle alone?
You don't go over any bumps, you try not to laugh or sneeze, and you use the bathrooms at the gas station.
You do.
Yeah.
And thank you very much. We'll take a short break and take more of your calls, more after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC with your calls on what your 4th of July weekend plans are in the COVID era, or your biggest summer vacation plan, how they've changed from what they would have been, and how you're adapting for the current conditions if you're traveling anywhere. John's calling from Scottsdale, Arizona. Hi, John. Hello from New York.
Hi, Brian. Thank you. I just want to say you've been such an anchor and a rock for our family through this crazy time. So I appreciate you, man.
Thank you so much.
So we left Brooklyn in a panic mode with our 2 and our 6-year-old to go stay with our in-laws in Fort Myers, Florida. We did a 20-hour mad dash down the freeway. We had a rental car with North Carolina plates, so we made it without getting stopped at borders. We had the 6-year-old poop and the 2-year-old porta potty. And when we got to Florida, we could only stay for a couple weeks before we realized there was a visitor limit on the retirement home of my in-laws. So we thought we'll go to my parents' place in Arizona. And as we went through the American South, everywhere we went, being from Brooklyn and everything was going on, we were looking around at people dining in restaurants, not taking it seriously. We said, oh, my God, this thing is coming. It's falling behind us like a wake of fire. Mm. And then we got to Scottsdale, and boom, we're now in the next new epicenter of the outbreak. Turns out now we got to get the kids back to school next month, so we're going to plan another panic road trip through the country, but avoiding all the hot spots that force you to quarantine when you get back to Brooklyn.
Wow.
And to kind of quarantine on our way home, we're going to just be camping in all the most remote locations that the country has to offer and just sleep in tents the whole way back.
The virus is following you around. You panic left New York to get away from it to Florida. It showed up there. Then you panic left and went to Arizona, and it's there. I'm curious, that route that you would take home now under the current circumstances, would it be a northern route because that's a less COVID part of the country?
Yep, that's exactly the route we're taking. We're going through Colorado up into South Dakota, through Minnesota, Wisconsin, avoiding Michigan, just all the green zones, all the yellow to green zones.
How about your accommodations along the way? You know, one friend of mine recommended, and I hadn't thought about it until she said it, Airbnb versus hotels, because the hotels, you're in a place with a lot of people touching the same things, even if they're earnest about trying to clean and disinfect. In an Airbnb, maybe there's some risk, but it's a place where only, you know, one person or one family would have stayed before you. And so it's a better option, especially if the owner seems to have good hygiene practices.
Yeah, we on our way from Florida to Arizona, we stayed in Airbnbs and hotels. And what's good about the hotels, you can ask them and trust they're being genuine, but you can ask them for a room that hasn't been used or occupied within the week. And the Airbnbs definitely felt a little safer because you could have an individual exchange with the owner and kind of get a feel for their sensibilities. So they're both nice, but on the way home, we bought a bunch of camping gear at Walmart. We're just going to try and sleep outside so that when we get home, we can send the kids to school without, you know, too much quarantine fears. Yeah.
John, thank you for your story. Good luck out there. Stay safe. Patrick in Jersey City. You're on WNYC. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, Brian. How you doing?
Good. What you got?
This was going to be the summer of love for us. We had 5 weddings scheduled, and they all unfortunately got canceled. One of the weddings, which was in London, we were going to make into a 2-week vacation, 1 week in London and the surrounding country, and then go to Paris for the other week. But unfortunately, that got canceled. And we decided to use the money left from those 5 weddings to purchase a sailboat. So now we're going to spend the 4th of July on the Hudson River, swimming north of the George Washington Bridge near the cloisters.
Nice. And so that's a day trip. You live in Jersey City, and you have a place to dock the sailboat and then take it out on day trips, I gather.
Yeah, we're fortunate enough to live close to the marina over in Jersey City, so we've been on it pretty much every night since this all began. And you know, it's pretty easy to do a day trip either up the Hudson and swim north of the bridge, or go south to the Raritan Bay and swim and fish down there.
That's great. You know, that was the first thing to reopen in New York, and it was in the middle of the peak. Governor Cuomo didn't make a lot of news. We mentioned it on the show briefly. Governor Cuomo reopened the marinas. I guess they realized, well, I guess, you know, people can go out on the water, and that's a relatively safe thing to do. They still had to get to their boats, but that was the very first thing to my eye to reopen in New York was the marina. So nice plan, Patrick. Have fun out there.
Thanks. Happy 4th.
Happy 4th to you. SJ in Queens. You're on WNYC. Hello, SJ.
Hi. Yeah. So my best friend lives in Taiwan, and my boyfriend and I had planned a while ago to go visit in September, a little bit after Labor Day. And obviously, you know, Taiwan has done great during this pandemic, and we over here have not. So we probably, you know, we're crossing our fingers, but it would probably be, if we were even allowed to, just kind of irresponsible socially to go. And it's a little frustrating because we over here prioritize Memorial Day for all of our fun. By Labor Day, it doesn't look like we're going to even be able to have you know, as much freedom as maybe we would have. So crossing our fingers, but feels weird to be on the bad side of people who won't be allowed in.
You feel like other people ruined it for you? Like other Americans or other states were so loose in their practices or so politicized and reopening too quickly that now you, who maybe were playing it safe, don't get to go to Taiwan?
You know, I one could say that, but it's not even an individual sort of thing. I think we ruined it for ourselves. You know, I'd rather not think about me. You know, there's plenty of people also who are in the same boat as I. So yeah. It's not, you know, we've ruined it for ourselves because we're like little kids and we don't really have much foresight, including the people who have allowed us to do so. You know, we're just following the rules and the rules haven't really been set. So
SJ, thank you so much for chiming in. And SJ gets the last word on today's show. Thanks for all your calls. Have a happy and safe 4th of July weekend, everybody. Tomorrow we're going to be off for 3rd of July, 4th observed on the closest weekday. But we have a great replay of two of our graduated on the radio shows. Many of you didn't hear these because they were on Wednesday nights during May. So we've got commencement addresses of the air by Andrew Yang and former poet laureate Tracy K. Smith. We have AOC, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who came on and took phone calls from new graduates who want to go into public policy work. So these are going to be real fun for you to listen to, especially if you haven't heard them before, on tomorrow's rerun show. And talk to you live again on Monday. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.